Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
We didn't have the momentum up there that we needed to support that. We didn't have enough people to support it. We didn't have enough revenue coming up there to support it. And it became this just like, you know, albatross around our neck that was just like weighing us down. Ultimately, we had to close the office because it just was not profitable. It was really draining us. But a lot of money was lost, and it really hurt us in terms of just the impact, the culture impact.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by John Laurito. Once again, wow, four times, this guy. But he's got so many great lessons. And where does that come from? It comes from 20 years leading organizations in the financial services industry. John has developed a reputation as a turnaround expert by showing struggling offices how they can go from the bottom to the top of their company or industry. He currently speaks on stages worldwide, but he also opened a new office too early. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. John Laurito, ready to talk about yet another one of your broken bulbs?
I sure am, Alex.
Fantastic. So let's talk about you opening an office prematurely. What was it that drove you to open this office? And then how did you discover that it was perhaps a premature decision?
Well, you know, what drove me to do it, I had been running an agency for an insurance company for Penn Mutual up in Boston. And it was really looking at defining success the wrong way and defining growth the wrong way. You know, as I talked to my advisors and people I was recruiting and whatnot, I had a real clear vision in my mind. And that was that we were going to start in Boston and expand throughout New England and have all these offices all over the place. And we did that. I mean, we had multiple offices surrounding Boston, and we went into New Hampshire. We had for a period of time up in Maine. And for me, it was for a period of time, it was very exciting. It got everybody else excited. It's like, wow, this is growth. People love to be part of a growing organization. And it was incredible to lead a growing organization. But I got too caught up with the concept of offices. And it's interesting now, you know, whenever somebody might be listening to this, we're right in the middle of COVID. So we're in late 2020. And, you know, people, businesses have realized you don't need offices as much anymore. There's a lot of businesses that will be allowing people to, after this whole thing goes past, allowing people to work from home because they realize not only are they as productive, in many cases, they're more productive at home. So why are we spending these hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars on real estate each year for these big offices to house people when we don't need to do that? So it's funny timing, but prior to all this, you know, I was very much focused on the wrong thing. I was evaluating our growth and our quality and our success based on the wrong measure. I was looking at real estate. And so when the opportunity came up, when one of my advisors had an opportunity where he had a leader up there that had recruited a certain amount of people, he had been talking about, hey, I'd like an office up here in New Hampshire. And we started talking about it, and I was an easy sell. It was my decision, but it was easier for me to grab onto that concept. I'm like, yeah, okay, let's do that. So, you know, over time we ended up doing that. We opened up a beautiful office, up in Concord, New Hampshire. And we built this place. It was, I mean, literally, you know, class A plus type of real estate. And it was just, it was a miserable failure. we didn't have the momentum up there that we needed to support that. We didn't have enough people to support it. We didn't have enough revenue coming up there to support it. And it became this just like, you know, albatross around our neck that was just like weighing us down. Ultimately, we had to close the office because it just was not profitable. It was really draining us. And that was a real big letdown. It was not only, you know, jobs were lost, but a lot of money was lost. And it really hurt us in terms of just the impact, the culture impact. So I learned that lesson. It was painful, but you don't make decisions based on ego, certainly in business. You don't make them based on the wrong factors. As a business owner, as a leader, you've got to really understand your KPIs, your key performance indexes. You've got to really be looking at the right, it's like flying a plane, looking at the wrong controls. You know, I'm looking at the oil gauge instead of looking at the altimeter or the, I don't even know the name of the controls, that the thing that shows where the horizon is and all that, and the airspeed. You know, there are more important controls that you have to be looking at. You can't look at the wrong things. So for me, that was really a big lesson.
That's interesting because I know as a business owner myself, that it can be really exciting, this idea of growth and move fast. It can be hard to be patient. So what's maybe some actionable advice that somebody can take in order to make sure that they are being patient, that they are looking at those most appropriate KPIs for their business or industry?
Yeah, I mean, I think people get caught up in the wrong things. You know, I'll give you an example. You know, I think you're on social media. I am too, especially our businesses and podcasts and everything. You can kind of get sucked into it. And, you know, I look at all these people, even on Instagram that or other platforms where you can actually pay for followers. I mean, you literally, there are people that are so fixated on the number of people that are following them that they'll pay a service that ultimately gets them a bunch of really fictitious followers. And you're paying money to just get a number. And they're really not even real. A lot of them are robots or Autobots or whatever. And a lot of them are, you know, maybe they're real people, but they're just doing it for the wrong reasons. They're not true core followers. So it's almost like, okay, well, what are you really trying to accomplish? Are you trying to just get a number under that follower? Or are you really trying to grow a business that's thriving? I mean, if I had 1 million followers and they're not doing anything, they're not engaging with me, I've got 1 million followers, but I post a picture and I get 12 likes. I mean, okay. Or no comments. I mean, then I don't really have 1 million followers. So I think that people lose sight of what's really important. What are they trying to do? What's their key goal? If I'm doing a podcast, what's my goal? You know, when I do a podcast, my goal was not to make money with it. My goal is to provide value and also learn from the guests that I have. And I know indirectly I will make money from that and maybe over time directly from the podcast. But that's not my mission right now. My mission is to provide value, share content, share ideas, share thoughts, and build an audience of people that really get value from that. And that's my goal. My revenue is coming from other sources. So I think you just got to be clear on what you're trying to accomplish.
I like that, being clear about your mission, focusing in on that, and really zeroing in on the goals and sticking to those specifically. What is it that's working for you now? What is the unbroken light bulb, the one that's lit and earning you money and moving you forward with whatever your different missions are? What is it that you're doing, and where can people follow you?
Sure. So I do consulting and leadership development. I work with executive CEOs, business owners to help them become better leaders. I do a lot of public speaking engagements, keynote speeches, virtual and live. And I also am working on a book, Tomorrow's Leader, which is coming out in the next couple months. And as I was just talking about, I have a podcast, Tomorrow's Leader. So people can engage with me with that way. They can subscribe to the podcast. They can also check out my website, lauritogroup.com, LauritoGroup. And they can reach out to me directly, and happy to chat with them and address any needs or questions they have.
Fantastic. I'll have links to all of those in the show notes. And just want to say once again, thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening. It can be tempting to jump onto the ideas others have for your success, the followers, awards, and money. But why not think about what you want? I've had to do that a lot. Being an entrepreneur, I'm constantly bombarded with courses, classes, and more on what will make me rich. And I'm just trying to make something I like, man. Special thank you to John for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, all linked down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy, and it helps other people find our podcast. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.